The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If you thought we were closer to a resolution of the Aer Lingus dispute, I've bad news for you. Nothing yet, because IALPA kicked to touch a little bit yesterday looking for further clarification from the Labour Court before they'd put it to a vote of their members, meaning that the work to rule continues and there is still disruption. Anne-Marie Walsh is the industry correspondent with the Irish Independent. She's on the line now. Anne-Marie, good morning.
Hi, Jonathan. How's it going?
I'm very well. Are we to take from this now, the Labour Court has said, this is it, we're fed up dealing with it, the recommendation is 17.1%, and don't be coming back in here with your tails between your legs because we felt like we've dealt with it.
I think it would take an attitude like that, you know, definitely. I think, you know, it's been back and forth with the parties for so long in this dispute at this stage. I think it's over 22 months or so. But I wouldn't lose all hope for people, you know, out there who have flights booked with Aer Lingus over the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know, what's happening at the moment is there's a work to rule. There will be cancellations because of that work to rule, but it's only a portion of flights. And I think Aer Lingus is trying to focus on the sort of shorter haul options that it has. But, you know, there still is hope that this will be resolved. It's just taking a lot longer than we expected, you know, because we're waiting for this ballot by the pilots.
IALPA haven't given us any indication of how they're going to go on this. Aer Lingus nearly bit the hand off the Labour Court. And one would have to say there is now moral pressure, at least, on the union to issue a recommendation, isn't there?
You could say that. But I, you know, having
that's a polite way of saying I'm wrong. But go on.
You know, I have to be objective here. The pilots, you know, my sense yesterday from speaking to, I was out at the IALPA office out near the airport, and Captain Mark Tighe, who has become the face of this dispute, I think from the pilot side, who is the president of IALPA, the sense we got from him was that, you know, even though this is going to take a long time, you know, the pilots need time to consider these recommendations very carefully. It's a very complex Labour Court recommendation, you know, unless you're familiar with all of these issues like crewing agreements and, you know, summer leave. It's not just about pay. There's an awful lot to it. There's pay scales being altered. You know, it is hard to understand this recommendation, you know, unless you're an aviation expert. But you know, he was insistent that the pilots get enough time, but it was a lot longer than I was expecting for one anyway, because he was talking about, you know, first of all, you will have them going to the Labour Court for clarification, which they've done. Well, for it, they're saying it's not clarification, strictly speaking. It's for, you know, to confirm their understanding of the recommendation. That could take 1 to 2 days. Then you have 5 days of information meetings with their members where they're explaining what the recommendation's about. Hadn't expected those, or that length anyway, of information meetings. And then you have a 3-day ballot. So, you know, in the meantime, there's a work to rule in place. So you would expect more cancellations. And I believe Aer Lingus may even announce more today.
So, but what will happen is that there'll be cancellations along the lines that we've seen already, which is limited enough, affecting certain routes, but not all. Other wet leased aircraft coming in to fill the gap. But for the most part, people going on their holidays, to be fair to Aer Lingus, and I suppose to the pilots as well, they're not massively impacted. We don't expect that to change in the next week or two anyway.
No, I hope not. And I think the airline will be trying to minimise the impact as much as possible now that, you know, there is some kind of hope on the horizon. But to be fair, like, you know, I've been trying to contact Aer Lingus about this and it's not really saying very much. So we don't have a huge amount of information, I'm afraid, Jonathan. Like, I was onto various sources in there yesterday and they just didn't want to comment. So as far as we know, though, there may be an announcement today. And I think we're talking about dozens rather than, you know, hundreds of flights.
Yeah. Okay. So minimum enough disruption, but we could do without it either way. Anne-Marie Walsh, Irish Independent Industry Correspondent. Thanks very much for talking to us. I know that when we started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, it was people worried about whether we're going to get on their holidays. Then people were worried, are we going to get back from our holidays? But it looks like for the most part now, if you got out, you're going to get back unless something else happens in the meantime. But the pressure is on the union. Pressure's on them. They got their 17.75%. They got some of their debt removed. There's a lot of stuff in there that they'd been asking for, and I'm not sure how much the public would back them if they decide to go for further industrial action.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.